Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look, really digging into this schedule for Wishram School, just 1 week, October 13th through the 18th, 2025.
Right.
Our mission, if you will, is to see how they balance, you know, the fun stuff with the really essential school operations.
And it's worth mentioning, before we jump in, the source material starts on a really positive note. It highlights a senior, Alyssa Fletcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got acceptance letters from WSU, EWU, WWU, Whitworth, and Walla Walla University. So it kind of sets the stage. This is a community focused on student success.
Absolutely. That level of achievement speaks volumes. So, okay, this specific week we're looking at, it's clearly dominated by Spirit Week. Lots of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run through the themes quickly. Monday, October 13th, is Pajama Day. And happy birthday to Mr. Cameron, apparently.
Nice little shout out there.
Then Tuesday is Twin Day. Wednesday, Wacky Wednesday, of course.
A classic.
Thursday, Favorite Character Day. And they wrap it up Friday with Dress to Impress Day. So a lot of student participation expected there.
Definitely sounds like fun. But what's interesting, looking at Monday again, Pajama Day, they also have the school nurse and the therapist scheduled to be there.
Right. So even on the fun days, that basic support structure is, well, visibly present.
Exactly. It shows they're thinking about student well-being alongside the activities, not just blending it in, but making it a clear part of the plan.
Okay, so that's the fun side. But then let's talk about the operational and academic core, because it's running right alongside all this spirit stuff.
Yeah, it's quite the juggling act. For instance, Tuesday isn't just Twin Day.
Right.
The fourth and fifth graders are out on a field trip. They're heading to the Maryhill Museum. So you've got a chunk of students off campus for an academic activity.
Okay, so managing different groups, doing very different things simultaneously.
Precisely. And then you jump to Thursday, Favorite Character Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at 10:15 a.m. sharp, everything stops for the Great American Shakeout Drill, safety preparedness taking center stage.
A statewide earthquake drill. That's a pretty serious shift in tone from, you know, dressing up as superheroes or whatever.
It is. And what's really notable is what happens right after that drill.
The parent-teacher conferences.
Yes. They kick off Thursday afternoon at 1:00 p.m. and run all the way until 7:30 p.m.
Whoa, that's a long block. And then again on Friday?
Yep, Friday afternoon, too, from 1:00 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. So you have this major safety drill and then immediately pivot into these really crucial face-to-face academic discussions.
Hmm. You can see that drill maybe reinforcing the school's commitment to safety right before parents come in, building that trust, perhaps.
That's a good way to look at it. It demonstrates preparedness right before diving into individual student progress. It shows they're handling both the big picture safety and the personalized academic focus.
Okay. Okay. I see the logic there. Now, let's not forget the athletics, because that energy definitely extends beyond the classroom and spirit days.
Oh, for sure. The schedule's packed with games.
Right. Monday, you've got junior high football away at South Wasco and middle school volleyball playing at St. Mary's, both starting at 4:00 p.m.
Keeping those younger athletes busy.
Then Tuesday, the high school volleyball team is away at Defer. That's 5:00 p.m. start.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, middle school volleyball is back home hosting Horizon Christian.
Okay.
Thursday, same day as the drill and the start of conferences, high school volleyball hosts Condon. Lots of home and away action.
It really is a full week for the sports teams, too.
But the big culmination, especially after Dress to Impress Day, has got to be Friday night.
Friday Night Lights.
Exactly. High school football. They're hosting Echo. 7:00 p.m. kickoff. That feels like the perfect way to wrap up such an intense, spirited week.
It really does. You've got the spirit days, the academic trip, the safety drill, the intensive conferences, all the sports.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is.
It really underlines that final line in the source material we saw. The children are the key to our success. This schedule seems designed to hit that from every angle. Fun, learning, safety, community.
So when you pull back and look at this whole week, what's the big takeaway here?
Well, I think it shows just how complex running a school effectively is. Balancing all these different priorities, the fun, the academics, the safety, the community engagement, it all has to happen at once.
Yeah.
So here's something for you to maybe mull over.
Yeah.
With a schedule this packed, this balanced, what do you think is actually the hardest part for the school leaders to manage? Is it keeping the energy up for all the fun Spirit Week stuff? Or is it making sure those fundamental things, the safety drills, the academic conferences, happen flawlessly without compromising anything else, which demands more careful planning?